Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is episode 15 for the series Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. It's for the week of April the 2nd. What follows are seven quotes that are related to a specific date for this week, or at least sometime this month. They come from the variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. April 2nd. Christianity is a statement which, if false, is of no importance, and if true, of infinite importance. The one thing it cannot be is moderately important. From Christian Apologetics, an essay in God and the Dock. Also given as a talk, April the 1st, 1945. April 3rd. I think we must attack, whenever we meet it, the nonsensical idea that mutually exclusive propositions about God can both be true. From Christian Apologetics, an essay in God and the Dock, a talk given April 1st, 1945. April 4th. The more we get what we now call ourselves out of the way and let Him take us over, the more truly ourselves we become. Our real selves are all waiting for us in Him. From Mere Christianity, Book 4, Chapter 11, entitled The New Men. Also a BBC talk from April 4th, 1944. April 5th. To become new men means losing what we now call ourselves. Out of ourselves, into Christ, we must go. From Mere Christianity, Book 4, Chapter 11, entitled The New Men. Also a talk on the BBC, April the 4th, 1944. April 6th. In confession, there is the gain in self-knowledge. Most of us have never really faced the facts about ourselves until we utter them aloud in plain words, calling a spade a spade. From a letter to Mary Van Deesen, dated April the 6th, 1953, available in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. April 7th. I gave these radio talks not because I am anyone in particular, but because I was asked to do so. From Broadcast Talks, The Preface, written on April the 6th, 1942. April 8th. Who said I disliked women? I never liked or disliked any generalization. From a letter to Margaret Fuller, dated April the 8th, 1948. Published in the Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 2. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotations shared this week and that you'll check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotes and the ideas that Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. Visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis, if you want to see a video version of this material. I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotes. One should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. You can find links to them in the show notes. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcasts and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they can continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explore in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic. There's a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as my site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On the website, you'll find a weekly article with the quotes, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all of these, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes and that you'll share this show with others.